The Team, 92.1 FM.
But just remember, pride comes before the fall. This year, pride comes before the fall.
Lansing Sports Talk Leader.
Welcome back to the Griff and Grin Show. Again, no Griff, no Grins, just Mike Sadler and Travis Jackson. So for your poor souls still listening to the show, we thank you. And right now, we have another poor soul that decided to call in. We have Connor from Grand Rapids. Connor, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, not too bad. Are you by chance from the Lowell area?
Right around the Lowell area. I guess I'm familiar with it.
Awesome. Do you have a question for us?
Actually, Mike, this is actually for you. I know you guys are talking about, you know, the first day of putting pads on. You know, obviously for you as a punter, you're probably just chomping at the bit to put those pads on. What is it like to, you know, finally, you know, just suit up and just, you know, give it your all, full pads, you know, during practice? Can you just kind of talk us through?
Well, definitely. I think as a punter, especially in the Mark D'Antonio system, you have to be fearless and love to just destroy people out there. So obviously it was a while since the bowl game. So I always look forward to getting through winter conditioning, which is always real tough for me. I did a lot of running. All the lifting that I did, I really want to, you know, put it to use as soon as I get those pads on. You know, they obviously don't want me in the linebacker drills just so I, you know, won't hurt people or anything. But, you know, I try to go easy on everybody as best I can just so the team stays healthy.
Wow. Well, that's a great answer. That actually kind of reminds me of a Nick Cage quote. He said, "There's only two people in this world I trust. One of them is me and the other is not you." So
you did your research.
Yeah, I did. So I just wanted to call and say thank you for, hosting the show today. And I'm huge fan of you guys, and just keep up the great work.
Do you have anything to say to Travis Jackson?
Shout out to Travis Jackson. Literally one of the best indoor basketball players I've ever seen. What a great jump shot. And he actually has a great head of hair, too. I don't know if you guys have talked about that. So.
Well, awesome. Thank you for calling in. Maybe we'll have to get Connor from Grand Rapids Lowell area into the show. Sounds like a real winner.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Take it easy, guys.
And now we're going to switch from Connor from Lowell to Garrett. Garrett wants to talk spring football. How are you doing, Garrett?
Hey. I remember last year before the season started, they were all up in arms about Damian Terry. I didn't know what you guys heard about that. I know Connor has solidified his position there, but just didn't know what you guys had heard about that.
Well, as a punter, I'm obviously not doing the drills like I just said. I'm sitting back and watching everybody perform out there. I know last spring Damian had a real good spring. Damian's been a very good player for us, and it's not his fault that he's not on the field right now. We just have two great quarterbacks ahead of him on the depth chart. Obviously, Connor Cook is listed as a starter, and then Tyler O'Connor is the backup. Tyler O'Connor is another great player for us out of Ohio, junior, so he has that extra year of experience over Damian. But both of them are great quarterbacks, and I feel comfortable with both of them under center. I think Travis can probably talk a little bit more because he's working with them more.
Yeah, Damian's a guy that, you know, during scrimmages, had a couple explosive scrimmages, especially, I believe, before the 2013 season. And he had a huge scrimmage, which kind of put him in the talk for the starting quarterback. And then, obviously, Connor won that over. But, you know, he continues to produce, and he's kind of a guy that's a really dangerous weapon because he is so mobile, and he just gets out there. He makes guys miss, and he's got an arm on him, too. So I think if he's a guy, if he stays patient, you know, I think they're going to use him probably in a couple packages this year. But if he stays patient, he's going to be a big-time player.
Yeah, I saw that, or I heard that in 2013 he ripped up MSU's first team offense and or first team defense, and then that year that was a real stout D too.
Yeah, he had. I remember that scrimmage because we were kind of looking for a quarterback, and we were between three guys, and he came in, I think, threw for over 250 yards, and just, you know, kind of brought the offense back, and it was kind of just up in the air who was the quarterback going to be. And so he was young back then, though. I think he might have been a true freshman. So, you know, he just needs time to develop, and I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be a special player.
All right, thanks, guys.
And we're definitely going to keep watching Damian throughout this spring. We expect big things out of him. And we have another caller. This has to be some kind of record. I know Mike Griffith is getting a little bit jealous over here. But we have Nikki on the line. Nikki, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Do you have a question for either of us?
I do. I'm a big Spartan fan. Hi, Travis. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. Well, I'm just wondering how the draft went. And I have another question to follow that one up to Mike.
Okay. Well, the draft is actually in another month and a half.
How pro day? Sorry.
Pro day went really well for everybody, I think. I can't think of one person that didn't have a great day. I know I personally did well, and Travis felt pretty good about his performance too. So we feel good about everything moving forward.
Yeah, Pro Day's awesome, and now you're just kind of waiting on hearing from teams, and, you know, a couple teams call you here and there, so you kind of wait until the end of April, and right after the draft, you figure out where you're going, so we're just kind of waiting around just like you.
Yeah, so how's your confidence level for both of you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we're well prepared. You know, Coach D does a great job of that. You know, whatever comes your way, and you know, you just gotta go with the flow, like anything else, and hope for the best, and make the best on your opportunities.
Great. Okay, my last question is for Michael. Any teachers really make an impact on you in high school?
Yeah, there were a couple great teachers back in the day at Forest Hills Northern High School, where we didn't win a whole lot of football games, but they did prepare us for school. I think a couple of the teachers that stood out, my English teacher back in 10th grade, Nikki Damath. I remember bringing her guitar in and singing some Dave Matthews, actually. All the teachers back there really prepared me well for everything that I was able to accomplish in the classroom here. So definitely want to say thank you to all them back there listening. And from the sound of it, there's not a whole lot going on in sixth hour back at Forest Hills Northern right now. So thank you guys for taking the time to call in, and we'll see y'all soon.
Yeah, well, go green. Thanks, guys.
Hey, go white. And we have one more. This is tough to believe that we could have this many callers on a single show. I know Mike is shaking in the carrier dome. Job stability might not be there when he gets back, but we have John on the line now. John, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, not too bad. What are you calling in about?
First of all, I just want to thank you guys for all your years and your commitment to Michigan State football. I'm an alum, and you guys are two of the ones that you're kind of proud about to look on the field and say, yep, they're one of ours. So first of all, thank you for that. And secondly, I just kind of want to ask you about the mindset when it comes to Michigan. I mean, I don't want to disrespect the previous year's teams, but before Coach D came, it kind of almost seemed like we had a little trepidation when we played them, and now it seems like, you know what, we go out there and we expect the success, and we expect to own them almost, and obviously we have, and I just didn't know if you could speak to that.
Well, definitely. Nobody in this program likes Michigan at all, just because of the mindset that they have, and that's obvious, but just because we don't like them doesn't mean that we don't respect them. We may not like them as athletes or as people, but we understand that any given Saturday, any team can win if one team doesn't show up. So that game has always been circled on our calendar, always bolded and red. We look forward to that one every single year. And it doesn't take a whole lot to get excited for that game, especially being from the state of Michigan. We kind of use the term walk the streets. You can walk the streets if you win that game. You can hold your head high, and you know, you don't have to hear anything from that fan base for a year. So I was fortunate enough to go 4-1 playing the Wolverines. So I feel really good about that. I think ever since I hired Coach Harbaugh, I'm sure he's going to do great things there, but people are kind of forgetting that we have a great coach in East Lansing too. So I wouldn't expect a whole lot of drop-off. I think the Spartan team is going to always come ready for that game. And, again, I think they're going to do good things.
Yeah, the Michigan game's a really special game. You know, it's kind of one where the fans are really in it, and you feel like it's kind of a whole fan base versus another fan base. So you feel like you're playing for a lot of people, and you're playing for the state. And I can just tell you, when you get in that game, man, there's no stopping. It's all the way through the whistle for us. So, you know, you get in that those kind of games, and there's a lot of animosity in those games. And you could feel it just in the first drive. I remember this past year, there was just so much pushing and shoving after the play, a lot of jawing and talking. And, you know, it's kind of one of those fun games where anything goes. And I think the refs kind of know that and the players know that. So it's kind of, you know, it's toughness versus toughness. And I think Michigan State's just been the tougher team lately.
Absolutely. Well, you take care, guys, and best of luck with the NFL and any future endeavors you have. And as always, go green.
Hey, thank you. Go white, John.
All right.
So getting back to spring football before we had this flurry of callers, we're going to talk a little bit about the depth chart and some of the surprises and some of the things that aren't that surprising. I remember when I first came to Michigan State, there were a lot of questions about the strength of the offensive line. And luckily, Travis Jackson had a big part in turning that around. So from left to right, we have Jack Conklin, Brian Allen, Jack Allen, Donovan Clark, and Cody Keeler. As of now, that seems to be one of the strongest offensive lines that we've had in Michigan State history, at least recent history.
Yeah, it's going to be the best offensive line, you know, barring no injuries. You know, those guys were actually in for the last 5 minutes of the Cotton Bowl because I was hurt, Connor Cruz was hurt. So, you know, those guys got experience and they all played a lot of football. And I mean, you got Jack Conklin, Jack Allen, both all Americans. I mean, Jack Conklin's just a special, special player. He'll be a first round draft pick next year. And, Jack Allen, I believe, get drafted really high next year too. So, I mean, those guys with tremendous leadership in there and the talent, the athleticism, I just think they're going to run the ball everywhere and Connor's going to have all day. So I'm so excited for those guys.
I think they're going to do a great job of running the ball as soon as we can find a tailback that everybody can agree on. Obviously, with the Delton Williams issue right now, he's not on the depth chart as he tries to figure out his own personal situation. Right now, the starters are listed as Madre London and Gerald Holmes. I know that we also have a great freshman coming in, too, that's looking to push for some minutes there. But what are your thoughts on those two guys? Obviously, you've blocked for them a little bit here and there. Any insight?
Yeah, Madre London's a really special guy. He's from down St. Aquinas, I believe, in Florida, or St. Thomas Aquinas, that is. And he's one of those guys who's just he's built like a horse, and he runs so hard. And I think he's a guy that you could have threw into the mix last year, actually, but we just had enough guys there. And so I think he's going to be a really special player, a breakout year for him. I think a lot of Spartans are going to be really happy with him. Gerald Holmes is a kind of a big bowl back, kind of like Delton Williams, can run people over, is going to run really hard for you. And then this new guy coming in, LJ Scott, is getting the Le'Veon Bell comparison, which is big shoes to fill for him. But everything I heard about him, he's just a class act of a kid and a great football player.
So it seems like it's a good problem to have, not being settled there right away. Mm-hmm. Leading the way for the running backs, Trevin Pendleton, very underrated player in his time here. Now, if we're not running the ball, we're probably going to be throwing the ball. So our starting receivers at this point are Aaron Burbridge, Monty Medeiros, and RJ Shelton. Now, those are a lot of players that have seen minutes, but maybe not played as much as we would have liked. Obviously, we have the departure of Tony Lippett, all Big Ten receiver, as well as Keith Mumphrey, who contributed for the last 4 years as well. So we know that Aaron Burbridge, after a stellar freshman season, we know he can do great things. We're expecting big things out of him. Monty Medeiros is a guy that really we haven't had the spotlight on yet, but I can tell you from watching practice, I'm sure Travis will back me on this. He has tons of talent, and we're expecting lots of big things from him as well. RJ Shelton, same thing. We've seen RJ returning kicks this past year, so we know that he has the moves and the speed to do big things. Obviously, McGarrett Kings is not on the depth chart. Him, like Delton Williams, or Coach D'Antonio described it as in limbo. As a result of some of their current off-the-field issues, I'm sure that those are going to get resolved. Where they're going to fit into the depth chart, we do not know at this point, but I can assure you that they're going to be taken care of as people first and make sure that they're ready to play this game and represent the university in a good way. Now, turning to the defense, this is almost a scary defensive line. Shalik Calhoun, I hope everybody knows that name. Joel Heath and Malik McDowell in the middle, and Lawrence Thomas replacing Marcus Rush at D end. Lawrence Thomas, he's a freak.
Yeah, LT's one of those guys where you can put him inside, you can put him outside, and he's so fast off the ball. And if he gets off the ball before you, it hurts. He's a guy that's going to be special. I can't wait to watch him. I just think this group is going to be so strong. Joel Heath, you know, a guy who started his first year last year, and I think just has all the potential to be great. And then obviously Shalik. And then Malik McDowell is another guy who was a freshman developing last year, got a lot of time, you know, made some freshman mistakes, but is going to be a big, big time player. He's so tall. He's lengthy. He kills it in there. So I'm excited to watch that front four play.
Yeah, definitely not four people that I would want to run into anywhere at any given time. Now, behind them, we have the linebackers. Darian Harris, starting at the star linebacker. Darian's played a lot of meaningful minutes for us. And he was actually in there on that Rose Bowl stop along with Shalik Calhoun. I know Kyler got all the credit, but it can't be overlooked what Darian's done for this team the past couple of years. The Sam linebacker position to Ed Davis, another familiar face, played some great minutes for us in the past. The middle linebacker, not so clear-cut just yet. Right now it's listed at Riley Bulla or John Reschke. I don't really think you can go wrong with either of those players.
Yeah, Riley Bull is a guy, he's probably one of the hardest hitters on the team. He comes downhill so fast. He's a guy that has fun playing football, which is a blast to watch. And he's that guy in the scrimmage who does the celebrations and dances after he does. But, I mean, you got to look at Darian Harris and Ed Davis because these guys are going to be the leaders. They got to make the calls. They got to get everyone set. And, you know, that's a big thing that last year I think we struggled with early was getting the defense set. Just because we'd lost Max Bulla. And so having this new group with Tawan gone, these guys are going to have to learn how to make the defensive calls and lead these guys, and that's going to be very important for this defense.
So we lost one linebacker in Tawan. We did lose a lot from the secondary this past year with Trey Waynes declaring early for the NFL draft and Curtis Drummond also leaving, who played three or four good years back there in the safety position. So right now we're expecting Darian Hicks or Vyonte Copeland, redshirt freshman, to emerge as the field corner right now. The safety position seems to be somewhat locked up with R.J. Williamson back there, fifth-year senior who's played lots of meaningful minutes in his career. And then the strong safety, Monte Nicholson, a freak athlete that I know we've talked a lot about on the show. And then the other corner position to Demetrius Cox, who is previously listed as a safety. There's a lot of talent back there. A lot of talent, but a lot of players playing new positions that they haven't played a lot before.
Yeah, being a fan now of the Michigan State football team, I think people forget that Tony Lippett was actually our other starting corner for the last couple games. So losing him is big back there too. You know, Darian Hicks got a lot of minutes early on in the season, and you know, it's tough. It's tough being a young guy trying to fill in those shoes and be that guy. So, you know, if you're not getting the job done, as you know, Coach D switches things around, which I think we've all been victim to. So, and they got to find a place on the field for Monte Nicholson. That guy is so special, man. He hits so hard. He's great in coverage. I can't wait to watch him. And Demetrius Cox is kind of a late last year. I remember sitting down with Coach Narduzzi and talking about him or Arjun Kolkun, who he felt should be at that corner spot. And I know Coach D loves Demetrius there, so I would expect him to be in those corner spots with Arjun. So we'll see what happens there.
Definitely going to be an important spring for the secondary to kind of come together and gel a little bit before fall camp begins. When we get back, we're going to talk about everybody's favorite position group, the specialists. Can't leave them out, especially with me hosting the show. Stick with us. We got about 10 minutes left. If you've been with us for this long, you don't want to miss the last 10 minutes. It'll be fun. Call in 517-485-7925 if you have any last-minute questions, comments, concerns, or anything for the good of the order. You're listening to the Griffin Grin Show on the Team 92.1 FM.
Klein Tire is family owned and operated for more than 50 years. Klein carries every major brand, Goodyear, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Hankook, while specializing in American-made Cooper tires. Klein Tire is located at 1223 North Cedar. That's between Mason and Holt. Call 517-699-2372 to set up an alignment and get your car taken care of for winter. Mention this ad and Klein Tire will give you a free alignment with the purchase of four tires.
Happy New Year from Grand Traverse Pie Company. In September, they introduced an expanded line of gluten-free baked goods, and people responded with enthusiasm, so they have more, including the mini gluten-free pies, apple and cherry, handmade, fresh every day, shortbread pie crust, tart cherry or apple cinnamon filling, crumb topping, and sliced almonds. Also, they have the rich chocolate cream pie in a mini version, gluten-free, topped with a chocolate whipped cream, sprinkled with, you guessed it, chocolate shavings. They also have the gluten-free cream cheese brownie, rich chocolate brownie layers surrounding a luscious cream cheese filling. And oh, how about that cowboy cookie? That's gluten-free too. Chewy oatmeal cookie stuffed with nuts, coconut, and chocolate chips. Little hint of cinnamon in there too. Gluten-free and loving it. They've got food menu items today also gluten-free at GT Pie, and that follows FDA regulations. Limited quantities are available each day, so ask about reserving your favorite and go to gtpie.com.
If you're a small business owner handling your own payroll, Simplified Tax and Accounting can help. We've supported the greater Lansing business community for over 65 years. Simplified offers the same services as the national chains. We're on top of the latest tax regulations and requirements, and you can speak directly to one of our licensed CPAs if you have questions. Stop by any of our seven locations, including our new and expanded office in South Lansing, or call us at 882-2441 to learn how Simplified can help you. That's 882-2441 or choose Simplified at choosesimplified.com.
This is the Griff and Grin Show, a Spotlight production.
The team, 92.1 FM.
And I said, are you strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. And I said, we strong, man.
Lansing Sports Talk Leader.
Well, that's what I tell myself every day when I wake up. I'm strong. So, to close out the show, I would be remiss if I did not talk about the special teams. Because if there's one thing that I learned over the last 5 years, special teams people are people too. Punters are people too. Kickers are people too. And we need to talk about them. Michigan State starting place kicker Michael Geiger out for the spring after minor hip surgery. So I'm expecting Mike Geiger to be back in tip-top shape come fall camp. In the meantime, Kevin Cronin, who handled kickoffs for us, is the starting place kicker. Again, Jake Hartbarger, we talked about a little bit earlier with Griff, filling in for myself as the starting punter. As holder, another underrated position that was filled by yours truly, Matt Maksud, a name that you might not have heard a whole lot, but Matt's done a great job as a special teamer for us and also had a couple catches under his belt last year. So Matt's a junior, and I'll tell you what, that just like the center quarterback exchange, the relationship between the snapper, holder, and kicker is really important to making sure that we have a lot of these field goals made. So we expect big things out of Matt. Nothing real new as far as the returners go. R.J. Shelton back there for the kick returns, and Andre Sims, who's also been back there for punt returns, filling in for McGarrett Kings while he is out, and R.J. Shelton backing him up. So no real surprises on this depth chart, I don't think. Pretty vanilla so far, but it seems like it's going to be enough to take this team far. As long as we can have the receivers and the secondary step up, what's your prediction for this team?
You know, I'm really excited. I'm an offensive guy, so I know more about the offense. I'm really excited for the offense. I think the offensive line is going to be fantastic, and I think if you have a great offensive line, obviously, you know, receivers are going to be able to get open. We're going to be able to run the ball. I think the big thing is just going to be that secondary. That's so important, as we found out. So we'll see what happens, but I got my money on them this year.
We'll be back. The music. No, we won't be back.
Hey, we're done with the show.
We're done with the show. Wow.
Time flies.
Wow,
huh?
That went really fast. Well, they're cutting us off about 2 minutes before 3 o'clock, so who knows what we did, what we didn't do. But it's been a fun show, and hopefully we'll be back here next week filling in for Griffin Grins when they have other stuff coming up. Until then, fellow people, thank you for joining us. Thick and Thin Show, Mike Sadler with Travis Jackson, signing off.